Dear Jews, dear, let's see, what are you really? I'm sorry. Let's see. A lineage of non-Judean satanic Canaanites or Edomites, perhaps. So, dear you people. Let's see, should I say you have to stop? No, I'm not gonna say that. No, why would I say that? Of course not. But I can tell you that, let's put it in this way, perhaps. How old are we really? Well, my 37th birthday is coming up. 37, I will be, if I live to see the day. My birthday. 37 years old. Just think about that for a moment. How old are you? I'm arguably, you're probably under 100 years old yourself. But let's just think about this for a moment here. Consider what we have from our own experiences, because if we don't read books, if we don't listen to people who are older than us, then we only have our own personal experiences. So the question here is, what are we supposed to be doing in life? And I will put it to you this way. If we think about this in earnest, there are two questions that I will ask you. And this is the root of the matter. If you go by listening to people who are older than us and reading books, the first matter of consideration, and I have to word this correctly, if Jesus Christ is God's Son, am I able to accept that? And the second question is Jesus Christ God's Son? You see, the first question has to come before the second question there, because the second question means nothing to me if the first question is not, if the answer to the first question is not yes. If I am not able to accept the truth of whether or not, or at least to the best of my understanding, which is all I can really go by, right? Who would hold me accountable to something that is beyond my ability to understand? That would be entirely unfair. Right? So, we go by the best of our ability to understand. And what else can I have? What else can I gain other than the best of my ability to gain? So, the first question that I have experienced for myself in my own personal experience is the matter of, am I willing to accept knowledge of the truth of if Jesus Christ is the Son of God? And then comes the pursuit of that knowledge. Is Jesus Christ the Son of God? So I open this message by addressing you all as non-Judeans. History books will elucidate that matter if we seek that knowledge. And There's so much evidence of all this context of culture. In your own culture, Jews, you have people who are calling themselves rabbis. True or false? Looks that way to me. You have people who are calling themselves rabbis. I think we can agree on that point. If you're willing to agree with me on anything, on any point, then yes, we can agree on that point. You have people, Jews, who are calling in your culture, your religious leaders are calling themselves rabbis. Okay. Next thing that perhaps we can agree upon, they, in their authority over you, have been leading you in certain directions. Yes? Okay. They have been leading you in certain directions as a culture, as a religion, as a society. So they are therefore considered your social leaders. Your rabbis are your social leaders because they lead your society. And they do have political influence if you scrutinize the matter. Okay. So these people, what do they say from themselves? What do they say? Analyze what they say. Listen to them. Listen to your rabbis. What do they tell you? All right. They tell you, and they you have, I'm presuming, in your books also. I have not read much of the rabbinical literature, but I can tell you that the evidence of your understanding of things, Jews, is being presented in your deeds. What are these people telling you? And they have an organization that they organize. Their organization is a Sanhedrin, according to Jews and religious texts, history books again. And the Sanhedrin has been around for thousands of years now, because books that were written apparently thousands of years ago, there was a Sanhedrin there. And if you trace that lineage or trace the pattern of behavior, the ideology, the doctrine that has been followed by those people and the actions, the plots, the schemes, the goals, the agendas, the plans of that generic group of people, you trace it back in history. Again, this is obviously no one is still alive who on Earth right now as a human being walking and breathing who was living thousands of years ago. So the only way that I'm getting this information is from books. So all of this again is based upon the idea that we are willing to read books and consider them for the information that they have within them. Of course, this would require learning other languages because English or your native language, even if you're speaking Hebrew, I assert to you that according to books and scholars, even among your rabbis, they all say that your Hebrew language is not the same as the royal Hebrew. Okay, so languages change over time. We need to be able to understand the language of the books that we are reading if we are to understand what those books say. I will criticize my fellow English speakers for, in large majority not learning the language of Holy Scripture. I'm not saying Bible, I'm saying Holy Scripture. Jews, despite your, or I should say, regardless of your actual lineage, it seems that we, both you and I, or our cultures, have something in common. As far as a historic background, we can say that God came to us and spoke to us. If you trace your lineage to Edom, then you can say that God spoke to the descendants of Esav, or Esau, however you want to pronounce that. If you can legitimately trace your lineage back to Jacob, okay? So if you're actually tracing your lineage in whatever way, back to Abraham in some way, then you can say, basically, generally speaking, that God has come and spoken to the people who are our people from that area. Okay? So the fact of the matter is, if you're going by the books, God came to the earth as Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you right now that in my comparison of books, I can claim this fact that the Old Testament books of the Koine Greek are very different from the Masoretized Hebrew, which came after them by several hundred years. So we have to study books and study the language in which those books were written if we are to learn from history. So my message here to you is not to explain the truth to you, but to ask you a question. And I'm not going to tell you what to do, of course. I'm not a controller. You have your own mind and your own heart and your own soul. And you control your own choices. And God works with you accordingly. I would say that it's good to gain discipline from God. But I challenge you to question the motivations, the motives of humans who control you, who lead you in certain directions. Because under scrutiny, it would seem that they have something to gain themselves from leading you into certain ideologies that are not in true submission and reverence for God. The word religio in Latin means reverence for God. So if you're going to claim that Judaism is an actual religion, that means it must fit the definition of religio, reverence for God. Is your religion a religion?